Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Murder is the bread and butter of most video games. While there are, of course, great non-violent titles that have achieved huge success, shooters and action games still dominate the market, and that means players will do a lot of killing over their gaming career. Of course, some developers make you think twice about pulling the trigger, and do find inventive ways to punish players for murdering with unique game overs or even unique set pieces. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 genius ways video games punished you for killing. Number 10, a demonic visage, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. The Metal Gear Solid franchise has always had a few tricks up its sleeve when it comes to telling players off for giving in to their more bloodthirsty impulses. So, with this entry, you actually get two for the price of one, so don't ever say I don't give you anything. The first genius punishment for leaving a trail of bodies in your wake comes in Metal Gear Solid 3, a game which, well, literally confronts you with that trail of bodies. In this beloved Big Boss prequel, you encounter the Sorrow late in the game, a supernatural character who haunts you on a long trek through the spirit world. Here, you're confronted by the souls of the people you've killed who show up as ghostly figures. If you've been particularly trigger-happy previously, this can turn into quite the laborious sequence. Metal Gear Solid 5 similarly punishes players for killing people by awarding them with demon points. The more kills you rack up, the more demonic playable character Venom Snake becomes, and I mean this literally, as the devil horn in your head, in lore this is just a piece of lodged shrapnel, grows with the amount of evil actions you've accomplished. Number 9, Chaos Events Dishonored. Arcane games are always subtly keeping track of player behaviour, and most even alter the experience to accommodate the kinds of choices, moral or otherwise, players make on a moment-to-moment basis. In the original Dishonored, this was kept track of via a chaos meter, which made the game more difficult the higher it went. If you kept this ticking up, you'd end up having streets teeming with plague rats and having to deal with more human enemies stationed around maps. And the best way to increase your chaos rating? Well, you guessed it was indiscriminate killing. Dishonored accommodates a whole bunch of playstyles and gives you the tools you need to ghost through levels without being seen by guards, as well as non-lethal weapons to knock out anyone in your path. You also have guns and swords that'll just take the heads clean off them as well, though. So, the choice is yours. You can edge towards the bad ending and encounter tougher enemies, which is justified in-game as being a response to so many people turning up dead, or keep it holstered when you can. Number 8, Insanity, The Sinking City, and more. The Sinking City, of course, isn't the first game to have an insanity meter. From Eternal Darkness to Amnesia, horror titles often put the playable character's sanity at the forefront of the experience, with encounters with monsters and the supernatural taking their toll on the hero's mental well-being. However, nothing in The Sinking City depletes that meter quite like killing an innocent human being. As an open-world game, you spend a lot of time exploring this Lovecraftian environment and interacting with people who aren't monsters out for your blood, though they might just be your regular old nice monsters. Whipping out a gun and shooting these people, or battering them with your shovel, whatever you fancy, will cause a temporary madness in your character. Not only does this impact gameplay by shaking the screen and making the visuals blurry, but it also increases the chance of spawning in creatures that, unlike the poor civilians you've just offed, actually will fight back. Number 7, Child Killer, Fallout. Even in games that stress complete freedom, killing kids is usually a no-no. In your sprawling sandboxes and killathons today, the younger NPCs all force you to put your weapons down, and you can see why. With the increased realism of games, it's a disaster waiting to happen if someone can go out and start gruesomely picking off the young'uns, no matter how fake they might be. It wasn't always like this, though, and in older RPGs like the original isometric Fallout titles, you really did have 100% freedom. That doesn't mean the devs didn't pass judgment on your actions, though, and if you did strike down a child in those titles, you'd be branded for life. After a couple of kills in Fallout, you'll be branded a child killer and understandably will be shunned by most NPCs. You can keep playing, of course, but your karma tanks, you'll be hunted down by mercenaries in the wasteland seeking revenge, and some vendors will just become off limits. Despite these in-game penalties, though, the title still ended up being banned in Europe until the developers removed the child NPCs entirely. Number 6, Straight to Jail, Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. It's not entirely novel for games to punish you for killing, as you'd be punished in real life by being sent straight to jail. However, in a lot of titles, this is treated as more of a nuisance than a real consequence. In GTA, for instance, if you get caught, you just lose some money and are immediately kicked back onto the streets. The Elder Scrolls series has always treated crime and punishment a little differently, though. Here, if you're caught for a crime, you'll be given a bunch of options. Sometimes you have to pay a fine, but other times you're confronted with a guard who wants to take you straight to jail. The thing is, this isn't just a fail state, and in the case of Oblivion, you really will be dragged to the cells and need to figure out a way to break yourself out. It's not that hard to escape and steal your stuff back, admittedly, but it does definitely provide a bigger consequence for being a criminal, and can result in some pretty interesting playthroughs.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon. Number 5, locked out of everything, Dark Souls. Dark Souls is obviously a punishing series. However, what makes it so challenging is that it finds ways to mess with players even outside of combat. See, friendly NPCs are few and far between in this series, and as a result, it's probably not the best idea to start fighting the few allies you actually have. If you do decide to, say, behead the vendors, blacksmiths, and quest givers around the Firelink Shrine, though, be prepared to pay a hefty price. See, these deaths are often permanent, and while you might nab yourself a cool trinket or item from their cold, dead corpses, you'll also be unable to court their services or further their questlines. You're only robbing yourself of content if you actually kill them then, and the loss of some of these characters can be felt massively as the game progresses. Number 4, Krampus's Revenge, Don't Starve. Don't Starve might be the most charming horror game you'll ever play. In it, you, well, try not to starve by surviving day to day in a harsh, spooky wilderness. During the day, you need to scavenge supplies and make sure you're ready for the sun going down, as deadly monsters come with that darkness. You're not entirely alone though, as the environment is littered with a variety of animals similarly just trying to get on with their day, though some do transform into monsters at night, but you can't really hold that against them. The game classes these creatures as innocents, and as such, killing them will increase a naughtiness meter. I mean, if you ask me, bludgeoning a pig to death is a little bit more than naughty, but it is what it is. Kill too many of these animals and you'll be put on the naughty list of one Krampus, who won't punish you by dropping coal down your chimney, but instead pay your camp a visit and steal all your crap. Now you can fend off Krampus from throwing all your tat in his sack, but why would you want to go to the trouble when you can just be nice instead of naughty? Number 3, the Bovine Defense Force Initiative, The Witcher 3. For the most part, The Witcher 3 doesn't really care who you kill or do not kill. You're playing as a witcher, after all, someone specifically raised to slay monsters first and ask questions never, well, unless it helps kill monsters more efficiently. Like a lot of open world games, this acclaimed sequel also has something of a hunting system. It's not too in-depth, but you can set out into the wild to stalk the animals you find, using their hides and guts as resources. Big or small, passive or hostile, the game doesn't really pass judgment either way, with the exception of cows. That's because some players found themselves in White Orchard surrounded by cows and suddenly had a realization, a big, grinchy realization. They could cull the herd, sell their hides, and then repeat the process as soon as the animals respawned, giving them a cheeky money exploit. The devs cottoned onto this tactic and introduced the Bovine Defense Force Initiative, a system where a high-level chort monster would appear and attack you should you kill too many of the cows in the area. This avenging demon wasn't easy, especially for low-level players just looking to make a quick buck. Number 2, Void Out's Death Stranding. Death Stranding's entire point is human connection. Unlike most AAA blockbusters, this was a game where you simply delivered parcels to people, with your biggest enemies being the rocks that you might twist your ankle on. Of course, there still were a few conventional enemies, including psychopathic porters so obsessed with deliveries that they'd attack you for your cargo on sight. But the game provides you with a genius in-universe explanation for why you shouldn't simply put a bullet between the eyes of these dudes. When the titular Death Stranding delivered the apocalypse to the world, it also resulted in humans now going through a necrosis process when they died. Essentially, this meant that dead bodies became atomic bombs, and if not disposed of properly via incineration, would void out, aka detonate, within 48 hours. Even a single necrotized body could wipe out an entire city, which is actually what happened to Manhattan in the early days of The Stranding. Consequently then, while the game allows you to kill anyone you see, it even gives you shotguns and rocket launchers to do so if you wish, you'll have to then haul those bodies a long, long way to an incinerator if you don't want them to turn the landscape into a crater that'll make your deliveries even tougher. Number 1, EXP and Love, Undertale. Undertale is one sneaky devil of a game. The side-scroller subverts your expectations every step of the way, right down to your assumptions of what its basic stats even stand for. See, as you play through the title and battle the various monsters along the way, you'll have the choice to not kill your enemies. The twist is, this is much more difficult than just killing them, and it also means you don't get EXP points and, in turn, don't get the chance to increase your love, aka HP in this game. So, the more you kill, the more you level up, the stronger you get. It's pretty basic video game logic, isn't it? Well, it is until the end, where it's revealed that there have been real consequences to your murder spree. See, it turns out that EXP doesn't stand for experience like you might have guessed, but rather execution points, while your love has been keeping track of your level of violence. So, all of those monsters you've slain, yeah, it turns out they didn't deserve it at all, and these meters are now just a constant reminder of how careless your slaughter has been.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.